Tristram from Moco News here at the Mobile Entertainment Market with Tanya Fields, the Director of Internet Services at Telefonica O2. Tanya, there are so many men in suits in the mobile industry, especially at this event. What's it like being one of the few senior executive women in the business?
Challenging, but it is very interesting. It makes for a very interesting day-to-day business life, if you like. And I think also, as a female, you can bring another different perspective. So I think it's a challenge, but I think it brings a different perspective. And I think it's great for Telefonica that they have basically put women into significant positions.
And you think O2 and internet, and you think iPhone. So what exactly has the iPhone done for O2?
Well, the iPhone has done a number of things for O2. Firstly, it's an exclusive device to O2 in the UK, and obviously there are many subscribers using the iPhone, so the benefit to us there is an obvious one. Also, more importantly, it's a market-changing device, as I mentioned earlier, and the market-changing device has helped us lead data into the space that it was meant to move into, and then opened up the new opportunities and challenges, I might add.
And the new handset is that 3GS. Can you share any stats from the first week?
Unfortunately not. I don't even have any.
And so another thing, I mean, O2 is in internet, is in the domestic broadband market as well. I'm not sure if that's something you're involved with, but you know, one thing we had as regards broadband in the last week was Digital Britain. Did you have any particular views on Digital Britain and what that means?
Telefonica or me personally?
Well,
O2. Well, I don't work in the broadband space, so it's very difficult. There's no way that I could comment on that because I really don't work in that area. Me personally, I think it's great for Britain to basically make sure that it's digitised, and 50p for each individual is, I think, an acceptable level. That's a personal view.
And maybe an opportunity for O2, but also I think there was a compulsion to give up some spectrum that O2 has.
I think that's been in negotiation for a long time. In fairness, as I say, because I don't work in that area, I haven't seen what the net result has been. But yeah, I know that has been a negotiating point that's been going around for quite some time.
Okay, Tanya, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot. Sorry, I don't work in the broadband space. I deliver services to